You're listening to SBS News.
So basically, these are your different web browsers. Okay, the most commonly used.
In Wentworthville, in Western Sydney, elderly members of the Indian community are learning about web browsers. The Indian Support Centre runs regular digital literacy classes for seniors, and Pallavi Daftari is among the keen learners.
Enjoying so much. Just like a shopping, banking, to booking airline tickets.
Many of the attendees are new arrivals to Australia who've come on a temporary or permanent basis to reunite with family. Centre President Sabha Rao Varigonda says many feel isolated.
So we felt that the best way is to educate them through the use of computers or mobile phones or iPads and give them the basic coaching of what the computer is and how to start, how to really look at finding some piece of information they want.
68-year-old Jugesh Rai Makan attends the classes. He owned and ran a mid-sized trucking business in Delhi before moving to Australia 5 years ago. But he didn't use computers at work, and his trainers say that's often the case among older Indian migrants if they worked in a small or family-run enterprise. Mr. Makan's son works in information technology, but the young professional hasn't had time to teach his father computer basics.
Actually, he is a very busy man. He is always on tours. When he have time, they give me some time for the computer.
Digital literacy programs for older Australians are in demand, and there's been a big growth in the sector. Programs include the federal government's Be Connected initiative, Go Digi, a partnership between Australia Post and Info Exchange, Telstra's Tech Savvy Seniors program, and Computer Pals by the Australian Seniors Computer Clubs Association. At Computer Pals on Sydney's northern beaches, Thea Hall has spent weeks unlocking the mysteries of her mother, who died when Thea was 3.
Searching process can be very confusing because you're jumping from one thing to another, like we went to birth, deaths and marriages. I couldn't find any record of my mother. And then they said, well, let's try this site, which was ancestry.com. And there she was. Here I found her marriage certificate, which is incredible.
A trainer at Avalon Computer Pals, Paul Purvis, says it's been a busy year.
Our organisation trains seniors some hundreds a year in using technology, such as My Health Record and many other things, very successfully, I should say. And we see it as a wonderful project. It's a totally volunteer-driven and it's very popular.
While many seniors are highly motivated to become tech savvy, research suggests a growing digital divide with younger Australians. The Australian Digital Inclusion Index is a joint project by Telstra, Roy Morgan and Victoria's RMIT and Swinburne Universities. It surveys 50,000 users each year, measuring access, affordability and digital ability. Its latest poll finds that 25 to 34-year-olds rank highly for basic skills, with men scoring 66 and women 71. For people aged 65 and over, however, it's a different story, with men scoring 38 and women just under 34. The index also found that older migrants had slightly below average levels of basic skills, even while using Skype and Facebook to stay in touch with family abroad. Overall, women scored lower for digital ability in the recent report. Researchers say it's because women over 65 are less likely than men to have been in the workforce using computers over the past decade. But for anyone completely unfamiliar, there are challenges, as Ida Greenway, a trainer at Computer Pals for Seniors Northern Beaches, explains.
To start off with, the biggest problem is learning how where to put their eyes, because they see a screen with many things on it and don't know where to go. Those of us who are used to technology know we've got to put our eye in this or that corner, and that's the button we must press. They have no idea, so they've got to start with that. So first we have to do is make them relaxed, comfortable, and feel comfortable in the space that they're in and know that they're in control and not going to break the computer when they touch it. It is not going to break.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.